Welcome to this video. Some of my recent videos featured clips of people who displayed very strange behaviours immediately prior to their deaths. As you can see, one of the behaviours that these people had in common is that they looked over their shoulder moments before their death. What were they looking at? What did they see or hear? Or what presence were they aware of? This video shows this man's last moments alive, which he's turning his head as if he's looking at something, and then he acts to fight something off. Whatever it is that he's fighting off, and he is aware of something, it's not visible to the camera. Now, this isn't an insect, because the man lived in India, where insects are pretty commonplace, and he would most likely have been thoroughly used to them. So what were these people looking at? What happened immediately before their death? How might their deaths be connected with the COVID vaccinations? Some potential clues come from videos that you're about to see. I'll be up front with you, and I'll tell you that you're about to see a person who is possessed by evil. Yes, it does exist. This first video is of a woman encountered by Border Patrol agents, and I'm showing it to you so that you have some reference to what possession looks like and what it sounds like.
What's your freedom?
Ma'am, put your feet in so we can close the doors.
Okay. You're just gonna close the door. You stay right there before we move.
Hey, calm down.
Hey,
calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Back up. Back up.
Back up. Hold on. Hey, get a good feeling.
Get your foot back in there.
Ma'am.
Ma'am, we're going to have to tase you. You're not going to like that.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Put your feet back in there. Bro.
Now I'll play a video of a woman who is possessed and who is being interviewed. You'll note some of the similarities between their behaviour. To overcome censorship, the word vaccine has been beeped out and has been replaced by the word pharmakia.
Jesus Christ, look at me, you're arrested. Is the part of your kingdom?
Yes.
Set? Is it?
It's, but she won't take it.
What happens if she takes it?
She's ours.
She's yours? How? It's just...
No.
It's just...
I mean, we're through medicine.
No, but it's...
Have you noticed the serpents?
The serpents? What serpents?
Come look at what?
That shows medicine, the serpents. Is that what you're talking about? No, I don't believe you're talking nonsense. So you work through pharmakia, witchcraft. So is it all part of your plan? I arrest you in the name of Jesus. Is it part of your plan?
Black magic.
It has black magic in it.
But she already knew that.
So he's got black magic in it. So what happens when people take it? What is it going to do to the people in the long run?
Kill them.
Before repentance. When are they going to die? When are they going to start dying? What's the plan? You don't know. But the is going to kill them. Does the protect them from COVID?
Not at all.
Not at all. But they say it protects him from COVID, so you say it doesn't at all?
Because they were also working with us.
Who?
The ones that saved Wicks.
Really? Now, why do they want to kill the people?
So that Jesus can't have all his soul.
Why, is Jesus coming soon?
Yes.
So they're trying to kill as many as they can before he comes. When is he coming? Soon. You don't know. No one knows. But we know it's soon, right? Time is short, right?
Now let us look at a second video. This was obtained from the same source that is down in the description below, and it may not be the same person who you just saw.
So where have you been every time we've cast you out?
Waiting.
Waiting. Waiting for what?
A good place to come back.
Oh, waiting for a good place to come back?
Yeah.
What's a good place to come back? Door. So you're waiting for a door to be opened. What doors do Christians open for demons to come in?
Unforgiveness.
Hatred. And?
Fear.
Fear. Everybody's so fearful, don't they know?
Not all.
Not all. What is it? Isn't it just medicine?
No, no.
It's medicine.
No.
It's helping people.
It's harming people.
But it's from doctors. The doctors say we must take it.
They work with us.
Do they know they're working with you?
Some, yes. Some do.
Not all, though. No. So what's I don't understand. What's in there? I command you, tell me in the name of Jesus. Luke 8 verse 17, look at me. Luke 8 verse 17, look at me. Luke 8 verse 17, there's nothing hidden that will not be made manifest. Nothing secret that will not be known. Is that the word of God? Yes. Who's the word?
Jesus.
So do you have to obey the word?
Yes.
So what's in? That's
black magic.
Black magic.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft. So as soon as someone gets, do they immediately get demons?
No, they just open doors.
Oh, they open the doors and then the demons come in.
Yes.
But now what if I got in and I repented of it? What if I took and I
You know what happens.
And I decided that I want to repent.
You know what happens.
Tell me what happens.
They get freed.
So if they take, there's still a way out, right?
Yes. Yes.
What is the way out?
Jesus.
Jesus. He's always the way.
Yes.
So all these people, they can just choose Christ and repent.
Yes.
And that door's closed.
Yes.
Sit up straight in Jesus' name, I command you. And that door's closed.
Yes.
Is the in itself harmful to people? Or is it just the open door?
It's harmful.
Is it harmful?
Yes.
Wow, what is it going to do to people?
Their souls, if they don't know.
How's it going to take their souls?
They're going to go to hell.
If they take.
Yes.
Why?
Because we've won.
You haven't won.
If they don't know, they don't repent.
But if they repent,